The year 1909 in our journey brings us in the virtual sense to the final church of the interesting buildings that characterise Stradbally Union to Carraclone in County Laois. A gem of a church that is only very rarely used nowadays on fifth Sundays of the month and other special occasions, but it occupies a wonderful site with a sort of straight road up to its red door amidst the trees on the road between Stradbally and the diocesan boundary on the way to Athy. If one gets a chance to visit it, and one should, it is remarkable for its wonderfully carved wooden Celtic Twilight style reredos. It really is a masterpiece of craftsmanship, and again, an injunction to pray for all who, through whose generosity we have such treasures, and who keep reminding us that the dialogue between art and faith should continue into our own generation. In the year 1909, I've already reflected on two occasions about the expanding powers of local government in Ireland before independence. And in 1909, we dealt with expanded powers in the area of housing in 1908. In 1909, more powers were given to the local authorities in relation to, in a way, the birth of modern tourism. A piece of legislation, interestingly called the Health Resorts and Watering Places Ireland Act, empowered local authorities to strike rates for advertising their localities as health resorts in a way that would attract visitors. It was the first act really related to tourism and its promotion in any modern sense, and that must surely be significant in an Ireland so much still dependent on tourism and where we hugely long for tourist numbers and income to return. Tourism, travelling, had previously been really the preserve of the wealthy. Of course, before the railways, it was extremely difficult to do. One thinks of the 18th, 19th century grand tours of the, particularly the younger sons of the gentry as they came of age. And as it began to develop, tourism became a commercial activity of the railway companies, who often ran hotels at beauty spots. And all over these islands, indeed, the railway companies tried to exhort people to come and view the unique beauty spot at Killarney, which became favoured by royal visits too. But early in the 20th century, particularly with the piece of legislation I'm mentioning, what one might call working people began to enjoy modest holidays, and local authorities were encouraged to promote that in a way that brought also, it was felt, health benefits for all. Another great destination for modest holidays, it was extraordinarily popular in that time, was the Isle of Man, our companion diocese of Sodor and Man, which received vast numbers of visitors, not least from the working class manufacturing cities of the north of England. In a way, with tourism and the opportunity to travel and to realise the benefits to health of modest holidays, modernity was coming. Leisure was important, and 1909 was also the year of the first cinema in Dublin and of the first aeroplane flight from Irish soil, from Hillsborough. But that is another story.